I love walk-off homers and headshots. I love drifting a turn at 100 miles an hour. In boss battles with a 600-foot-tall Greek god who may or may not be your father.
Welcome to the PSN at Home podcast.
Welcome to the PSN at Home podcast. I am your host, Jordan Soh, and with me I have Andrew Flores.
Hello, people, again.
And James Dahl.
Hey, everybody.
All right, so this is the podcast for the week of October 21st. Don't forget to sign up for psnathome.com and to rate, not rate, but comment on all of our posts and, you know,
raid our website.
Remember, we're on Facebook and Twitter. So, yeah, let's move on to the story mill now. Event updates, okay? So, I just actually posted this on our site as like 5 minutes before starting the recording of this podcast.
Yeah. We thought it was a good opener, for sure.
Yep. Well, the rest of the details for the tournament and event for our the PlayStation 3 4th anniversary event have all been posted on our site. Now, we've got prizes, official prizes announced, and rules for the matches and everything. So, we'll have... I mean, we're going to be, like, adapting the rules for the tournament a little bit if we get any new information. I mean, not all of these stand to change, but we're pretty confident in the fact that in what we've got. So, like, the first day, November 16th, we'll be having a live podcast interview with Treyarch talking about the their experience creating Black Ops and future DLC plans for Black Ops.
Right.
Hopefully.
So that's going to be really nice. We can get Treyarch on the line for that, having a live podcast. We haven't done a live podcast in a long time. So the next thing on the list is the PSP the prizes for the first giveaway. Kind of revealed there. Prizes for the first giveaway. The first prize, like, on November 16th after the Treyarch podcast.
First giveaway.
We'll be doing another live podcast revealing our giveaway awards to the first three giveaway winners for that day, okay? And the top prize you could get is a PSP 2000 fully refurbished with two PSP games, God of War Chains of Olympus and Resistance Retribution, plus an 8-gig memory stick, okay?
Yep.
Now, after that, you also get a $20 PSN gift card is for the next prize, okay? So that's you get that, okay? You get the PSP 2000 and all that. Then the next prize is a $20 PSN gift card, okay?
There you go.
And then prize three is an exclusive PlayStation 3 baseball cap. It's really cool. I've actually got that right here.
Baseball.
Yes. It's nice. It's got a red lining on it and says PlayStation 3 and really nice text on the front. It's really nice. It's a really nice cap. Anybody who wins that, they're going to enjoy that a lot.
Yeah.
You're going to show it to your friends and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So next thing on the list is the Call of Duty Black Ops tournament. Now, this in with the events, because this is going to happen on the next day, okay? So November 17th comes along. Everybody's getting ready for this Black Ops tournament, okay? We're going to talk about what time it is a little bit later, what time of the day that is. We're eyeing, like, 4 o'clock p.m. Central. Maybe even 6 Central, but who knows? It's going to be a big tournament, though. We want to give a lot of time for each of these matches to occur. Again, remember that this is going to be a side-by-side ladder, okay? So now you've got 12 people on each side of the ladder, okay? I believe it's either Andrew or Draker. One of you is going to have a capture card ready.
Right,
and you're going to cover or be the host of that side of the ladder, okay? That means you're going to be they'll be organizing and controlling everything that's going on with that part of the tournament. And they'll be streaming it live on Ustream, okay? So there's going to be two matches going on at the same time on each side of the ladder. So even the spectators can view in and see who's doing good and who's doing bad. I mean, feel free to place bets on who you think's going to win. But of course, who knows? But we're going to be streaming it live on Ustream, though, each match until we get to the final match where both me and Andrew will stream the same match, which will be a three-way free-for-all match, actually.
Yeah.
Which will be done. And the map that all these matches are going to be done on will be the map called Launch. It's a medium-sized map in Call of Duty. In fact, if you saw the first reveal trailer, you know that match with the rocket flying up in the air?
Yes, that's Launch.
That's Launch, okay. So it'll be done in the style of 1v1 death matches with no kill streaks, limit up to 10 kills or 10 minutes, okay? So they're not big matches, so you have to really get in there and know what you're doing, really, to do good. And we got rules there on the site for you, so you can go check that out. Next thing is the prizes for the tournament. The top prize, okay, the winner of the tournament will receive a Modern Warfare 2 fully functional night vision goggles, okay? These are the same night vision goggles you get from the Prestige Edition of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, okay? And the prize, second and third prize are both assured Black Ops DLC codes. Now, we know we're getting 5 DLC codes from Activision, okay, for the prizes. And we know for a fact this is going to happen. So, and with your email, we'll send you an email with the DLC code for the Black Ops DLC.
Yeah.
And we can assure you that that will happen. I mean, that's the best we could do in terms of assuring you.
Yeah.
I mean, you can. It's a free tournament, so it's not like there's too much trust being put into us, really, from you. But
again,
you know, we are assuring you that you will get a Black Ops DLC code from us for free. Okay.
Yes, so for free, guys.
Come will on. Happen. Okay. So you will get a Black Ops DLC code. All right. And the final giveaway comes a little bit after the tournament. We're going to be having another live podcast where we talk about our experience that we've had hosting this type of event and what we're going to be doing for next year, as well as maybe some hints as to what our next tournament will be. That's going to be done on November 17th. And the three giveaway prizes we're giving away there are a PlayStation mug and PS3 triggers. Those are both at one prize. All right. The next prize is a one-year PlayStation Plus subscription card.
Oh, God.
And a $20 PSN card, okay?
Yeah, $20 PSN card, yep.
So that's going to be really nice for anybody out there, you know, interested in this event.
Yeah, a lot of great prizes, guys.
I like that. Next thing in the story mill, Fallout New Vegas has been getting its reviews. We even have our review up. So, Andrew, you want to talk a little bit about that? Now that game's out, you were really excited for it.
I gave it an 8, letting everyone know right now. In case you want to go read the full review, go read it on our site. And it's an okay game. I mean, honestly, it's the same thing we played 2 years ago, except, you know, just a new location and just new explorable areas. But, I mean, it's still fun. It's still fun to, you know, venture off and see what you find and, like, the weapons you use. And, like, using bats, of course, never gets old. Yeah. Fallout New Vegas, it's great. But not as great as for those who have played Fallout 3 already. But to those who are newcomers, I would suggest you pick this up. It's well worth it. But there are a lot of issues with the game. Still, patches are being sent out.
Something they never worked on then.
Yeah. There's a patch being worked on right now, and it's in the final stages. Yep. So if you're looking to wait for that and hold off on New Vegas, hold off until the patch is released, then we'll let you know.
Yeah, I think I'll be holding off for that.
Yeah.
But overall, 8 out of 10. It's great. It's fun. Same thing. Bats never get told, like I said. But it's still the same.
It's still the same.
I've been playing a little bit of Fallout New Vegas myself. It's like, he's right, though. It's like, it's the same. It's basically Fallout 3 in a new area, really, is what it comes down to. I mean, it's the same thing, but, you know, why change something that works? You know, don't fix it if it ain't broke.
Yeah, don't fix it if it ain't broke. That's the saying, pretty much. And one more thing I'll tell you guys is hardcore mode is a pain in the ass.
That's probably the only one change that really made any difference in this game.
I have played it. I have reviewed it from start to finish using hardcore mode. And that was probably the worst experience I ever had. But nonetheless, I enjoyed it. So,
Medal of Honor DLC. So basically, this is a piece of news that came in over the past week. Excuse me. Medal of Honor is getting some DLC now, and in the press release, it was revealed that Medal of Honor had sold over 1.5 million units in its first week of release. First week, I believe. Yeah, first week of release. And that's actually a really big number, considering that it's like selling 1 million copies in like a month. That's relatively good. 1.5 in a week is very good. Okay.
Right.
So you're looking at this at this scale of a release, it's doing really good, and so EA is going to back it up with DLC. Okay, and the first DLC is free.
I'd hope they
is
would.
A free game type for those who have the online pass. And you get the online pass just by paying for the game when it's not a used game. You know, just getting it by a like a legitimate source.
Yeah.
And so you automatically get the online game pass. And after that, you automatically have then this free DLC they're coming out with. It's a new game type they're coming out with. So make sure you check that out. That's going to be coming up, coming out in the coming weeks. So that's good. That's looking good. Medal of Honor, though, 1.5 million units. What do you guys think about that? Do you think that's going to impede Black Ops?
That's pretty exciting, but no. No, I think it's going to make a dent.
You don't think it's going to make a dent?
I don't think it's going to make a dent, no. Yeah.
Black Ops is bigger than you can imagine. It's, it's got so much hype behind it, so many fans. It's it's going to destroy everything.
It has Call of Duty in the name.
Yeah, it has Call of Duty in the name. That's right. That is basically a major.
That's it. That's right there.
It's not gonna make a dent off it. Yeah. I mean, there's probably still people who are gonna play.
Unless there's actually people that like.
Wait, really I see it. A lot of the people who got Medal of Honor are people who are also getting Black Ops.
Well, all I can say is Nazi zombies. That's all I can say. Or all
right, let's move on to the Tester Season 2. That trailer was released for the Tester Season 2, and I gotta say, I watched the whole first Tester season start to finish. It was kind of a short, you know, season for a show, and it was extremely short, but it was cool though at the same time.
They prolonged it along.
Yeah, they prolonged it very well. Yeah.
Yeah. So Tester Season 2 is coming out with more people, more stuff to do, more judges, I guess I could say, being brought on. Like Greg Goodrich, I noticed him in the trailer with that beard.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's they've been really in this trailer. I think it was like way over dramatic sometimes.
Yeah, it's like watching Big Brother or something on TV now. It's like
not even. It's like it's like watching the freaking end of the world.
I don't know.
I mean, it was they hyped it up like so intense.
They sure did, yeah.
Wow. I was way
surprised by that.
Lots of drama they advertised in the end. Like the whole second half of that trailer was all about the drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's Tester Season 2 for you. But is there anything you guys want to add to that?
First season was great. I'm looking forward to the second season. I mean, it was really enjoyable watching it. I watched well, you pretty much told me about it, Jordan, and I saw it from weeks on afterwards they came out, and I was just like, I'm waiting for the next one.
You were kind of late for it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I was late on it, but I mean, I still enjoyed watching it. It was it was pretty fun, yeah.
Yeah, it was like I'm not even into reality shows really, but it was free and it was something there to watch, and that got me interested. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
it's a good mix.
Yeah, it was really cool. So next, that's it for the that's it for the story mill. First topic this week is MMO monthly fees. This is an interesting topic. Recently, Draker had written an article about MMOs on the consoles, whether they would succeed or not, and how they would appear. Mm-hmm. And he did a really good job on that article. But so basically, it comes down to with the MMOs, like if say the MMOs would get a full range lineup for the consoles, okay? Say the PS3's got MMOs competing over each other now, okay? With DC Universe Online, the Agency. And say they're and Final Fantasy 14, and say they're trying to charge a monthly fee. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, there has to be some type of fee in order for these games to keep up their large scale servers like this. Okay.
Right.
Now, how should these developers go about charging it? Should it be through a monthly fee or purchasable in game items that you actually have to pay real money for?
I'd probably go with the item things because
I
enjoyed most of my favorite MMOs like that. Like. Sometimes I'll get some, maybe, right?
Now, can the developer or the publisher guarantee that people will buy these in-game items?
Just think of PlayStation Home. People buy items from there all the time.
Yeah, but then again, is Sony making money off of PlayStation Home right now?
Yeah, they're making plenty of money. I'd say they would.
Yeah, for sure.
They're making plenty of money, even though it seems like not a lot of people go on. It
seems like not a lot, yeah.
Well, then again, itself is free, though.
It's free, but I mean,
it's free, and people can buy stuff in home.
If you want, certain content.
But now, say it was a game that you actually had to pay, like, $40 to $60 to get the game itself, and then you had to then you could get the in-game items. Do you think, with it being a full purchase game, because Home is free, a lot of people go on there, okay? Because anybody who has a PS3 can go on Home, right? Therefore, there's a lot more people being brought into that atmosphere where you can see these purchasable in-game items, okay? Yeah. Now, say you have a game you have to pay for, okay? Well, you have to not only go with the audience, only the audience that actually has bought the game, but in there, who's bought the game will buy these in-game items.
Yeah. No, it definitely gives the audience or people like a choice, or it leaves them like a taste of what it's actually like.
Yeah.
Say you want to go a step further, you can buy items and stuff that make the experience a lot better, right? But
yeah,
now
you probably definitely get a better what would you say, profit from that.
Yeah, now
I think so.
Could developers do both though? What if a developer did both? Do you think that their game would fail because of the, you know, so much expenses being brought on the gamer?
Yes. Maybe. Yeah. I guess it all depends on the game. It'd have to be like the most godly game ever created. That's all I can say.
Well, say it's Final Fantasy 14 if it was done perfectly right. If, say, Final Fantasy 14 was getting like 10 out of 10s on the PlayStation 3 rather than on the PC.
Yep.
And now, in that would make that somewhat of a godly game. Now, say it has monthly fees and purchasable in-game items, okay? Which it might do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it could survive?
I'm gonna say maybe. I don't know. It depends on how they.
I personally think
things and make it.
I personally think, using Final Fantasy as an example only though, that it would do better than all right. I think that would easily. That
is a very good example.
I think Final Fantasy 14 could easily make that. Okay, if it was done right on the PS3, and even if it was done just like it is now, like and just like edited a little bit, because there's so many people on the consoles waiting for an MMO like this style. That they will actually put out the money, not only for the monthly fees, but for the purchasable in-game items, and still play it despite its lack of explanations, okay? I mean, that's how big of a series it is.
What if it wasn't a monthly fee? What if it was just a yearly fee? Do you think that would make anybody feel better?
You could make a monthly fee a yearly fee just by adding that price times, take that price times 12 and say, here's the yearly fee.
Yeah, but what if they made it like something simpler? Like maybe you're getting a deal if you go with a year, maybe, you know.
Yeah, there's people who do that too. Like then again, there's also people who do it monthly who get deals.
What if PlayStation monthly. Plus gave you that extra access too, right? I talked about this, I think. So PlayStation Plus being able to get you into like things that you have to pay for a fee, right?
Yeah, now that there's a lot of possibilities when it comes to how
possibilities,
this is how in-game monthly fee or server fees could be wrought into PlayStation Plus.
Right.
But you got to keep in mind also, should PlayStation Plus increase their price then if they allow that? Because right now you're getting a major deal already as it is, okay? So now let's see here. Let's go back to the topic again about, you know, doing both monthly fee and purchasable in-game items. Now, say the series isn't Final Fantasy. Say the agency comes out with monthly in-game fees, but everybody who reviews it has given it a 10 out of 10, and it is a very good game. It's fun. It's exciting. It's got lots of possibilities, okay? Say it's a really good game, but it's not a known franchise, let alone a very known developer, okay?
Right. Okay.
Now, could this type of game survive on monthly in-game fees, purchasable in-game items, or both? What's your opinion?
It would have to be one or the other, and I still say it would be purchasing game items.
I think that would be the best way to go to get.
Are you saying that because you don't want to have to pay a monthly fee to get in?
Yes, because I think monthly fees are kind of well. I mean, if the game is really good, then I would suggest a monthly fee. Mm-hmm. I would suggest a monthly fee, but purchase in-game items are like good because it's like it's a win-win for you. It's like they get money, you get something in return. And
the only problem with purchasable in-game items from a developer slash publisher's point of view is that there's no full-out guarantee that people will buy that item. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why it would have to be something like huge, like probably like an expansion, or like an expansion or a small like...
Not even an expansion, but something like, say there's a level cap and you have to pay like X amount of money to get past it. You know
what I mean? Yeah.
That would be a really hard-on decision, but it's like... Still, that would...
That reminds me of something like World of Warcraft or something, you know, like,
Or in-game mounts and different items like that, different weapons, abilities, skill trees. Mm-hmm. Like, depending on the game, there's a lot of possibilities they could do with purchasable in-game items, skills, or abilities.
Yeah.
But, you know, also then... Okay, go on, Trigger.
I was going to say, one thing that really makes a difference, though, is I think the consumer. Because maybe if you're like a PC gamer that's coming to the PlayStation 3 to play an MMO, that makes a difference because they're used to paying fees like that. And so it's like, oh, I'm going to enjoy this great game on the console and maybe it'd be better experience, right? But who knows? It's just they're used to paying those fees, right? They're willing to put out that much money to enjoy their favorite game or enjoy a game that they're going to be playing every day for a long period of time just with their friends and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So it could be a worthy experience for them, for sure. Now, this is for us, it's just really unknown. We don't usually do that often, right? So
Do you think that, with that being said, do you think that there are PC gamers who could cross over to the consoles with MMO games?
No.
Not a single one.
I don't think they would cross over.
I think there's a lot of possibility for that to happen, personally. Because, first off, I mean, don't get me wrong, the PC will always be the bastion of big MMORPGs or MMO games in general, okay? It will always be the bastion of that, okay? The home of that, right? But exclusive titles and, you know, more streamed things, because there's differences when you're doing it on a console, okay? On the PC, you could be getting your ass kicked because you don't have as powerful of a PC, and the person you're going against has a $10,000 PC in an MMO title, and he could see, like, 10 times farther than you, and he could, you know, react 10 times more fat quickly.
Well, that's not fair.
It's not fair, but I'm just saying it's possible to happen in a PC title. Now, say the person with that bad PC is like, well, I'm tired of this. I'm going to see what a PlayStation MMO is like, okay? And then they hop onto that, and they tell their friends and, you know, that are PC gamers, whether they have good computers or bad, and they're like, okay, maybe I'll try it too. All
right? Right.
But even still, that maybe is like more of like an isolated type of incident, but if you just think of it as something that could spread as well, it could then, you know, in time, have some success for console MMO games.
Right.
I just think that would be, you know, something that you could see for the MMO titles.
Something you
would.
Now, the other thing is that, like we were talking about with PlayStation Plus, what if Sony completely restructured PlayStation Plus around MMOs, okay?
Right.
Like, say PlayStation Plus gets you a discounted monthly fee and discounted purchasable in-game items.
Yeah.
But cuts a bunch of the stuff off the normal subscription it has now.
Yeah, what it has now. Yeah, that.
And then maybe ups the price maybe 10, 20 bucks for a year, okay?
Yeah, that seems like it could work, I think.
I think that could work easily. I think that'd be a really smart move on Sony's part because because Sony isn't then hosting the, you know, monthly fee. They're discounting it, you know what I mean? And they're because PlayStation Plus is all about discounts, okay? So say Final Fantasy 14 has a $15 a month monthly fee, you know? Well, PlayStation Plus takes a part of that and discounts the monthly fee by $5. Now it's a $10 a month monthly fee. And that stacks up over time. And plus, PlayStation can reimburse Square Enix for that because they're actually paying it through Sony then as well.
Yeah.
Right.
So everybody makes more money in the long run here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It would be a win-win situation.
And that's the important thing.
And that's what counts.
So I could see that as something that'd be really cool for PlayStation and Sony to pursue in terms of MMO games.
Yeah.
So now also then you also have, so you got the MMO games in the monthly fee, but would the month, because you have a monthly fee though, say you do have a big monthly fee, okay?
Yep.
Should the game, the price of the actual game itself be lowered then because you have that monthly fee? If you're buying a game? Because say you've got a $60 game, but there's no monthly fee. Then you've got a $40 game that's better, but has a monthly fee.
That's interesting.
That is an interesting question.
Because you're adding, like, payment for the servers there, but because you're adding payment for the servers, you lower the price of the game. Would that, you know, in turn, get more people to buy the game despite the monthly fee thing, get more people to jump over to the monthly fee wagon?
Yep. Yeah, do you think that you're saying, like, would that justify it?
Would it justify it?
Convince people?
Yeah, would that convince people?
Yeah,
I think it would.
Now, alternatively, what if it wasn't as good, you know?
Yeah.
But you didn't know that. It's just, there's a lot of things you could talk about with that.
It's
there
is. It's such a big topic, you know?
Then people would be pissed.
Yeah. And then there's one last thing I'd like to talk about with the MMO titles here. PlayStation integration with MMO titles, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, all right. So if you could have more integration with these MMO titles, because MMO games have a real dependence on a community, okay? Mm-hmm. You can't have a good MMO without a relatively good community, at least. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For instance, like, I don't know if this is a PlayStation podcast, but I'm going to just kind of jump over to the PC side of things for a sec here. Like Guild Wars, okay? I mean, in my opinion, Guild Wars versus World of Warcraft, I kind of like Guild Wars more because it has a good community, okay? And that is a big reason for that, you know? The community is... Almost everybody in Guild Wars are usually relatively nice people that'll help you out if you need it, that'll, you know, come up with creative things to do in that game.
That was basically the point, right? Like, they made it so that you had to, like, for certain quests, missions, in order to get further in the story, you needed people to play with.
Yeah,
right?
and it had to be a friendship community, too, you know?
Right?
Mm-hmm. Just exploring, it was all based on community, okay? Whereas, most of the people in there are so hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
Such a hardcore audience, they get pissed if you make any type of mistake.
You make a mistake, say
you're not fast enough, you're not keeping up with the team, you know, they'll eat their young, okay?
They're greedy. This is the greediest time,
yeah,
too.
The people in WoW will eat their young, is basically what it comes down to.
Yeah, it's true.
Now, because it depends on community so much, okay, like, say it's, even if it doesn't depend on community always makes an MMO better, okay? You can't deny that, alright?
That is
so
true.
So, if community always makes an MMO better, could you make a community better by Sony doing better, certain things to cater to MMO titles, okay? Say, say that they got their purchasable in-game items at the PlayStation Store, okay? Mm-hmm. And like we talked about, PlayStation Plus giving discounts on that. So that'd be cool to just see more in-game items in the PlayStation Store, and that alone, putting them in the store might encourage other people to buy the game, because you could see this like special like weapon in the game, see the stats, and you have no idea what these stats really mean. But you're like, wow, that looks really cool. I'd like to have that. Maybe I might buy this game. Okay, maybe not just for the sword, but because there's been other things, you know, generally pushing me towards getting this game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then you could even do some with PSN profiles in the way that certain, like, your character, MMO character stats are displayed on your PSN card on the XMB, okay?
Yeah.
Digital figure of it, too. So, say people press X on your PSN profile thing on the XMB, and then they see a full character there from the actual in-game, you know, from in-game, and it shows your stats, what you've done lately in the game, how much, your win-loss ratio for, like, certain battles or something, you know?
Yeah. You can think of it as making, like, an extra profile for your profile that's identifying you in a different game. That's a big game, right? Everybody's playing.
I think that would be really cool just to see Sony cater more to the MMO audience, and that would then push MMOs on the console. Now, in a comment we had on that article, somebody brought up a very, very good point. So, WoW, as we all know, is like the dominant PC MMO game and probably the dominant PC game in general, okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because of that, a lot of other titles get overlooked. Now, on the consoles, a very good MMO game could become dominant like that, okay? And make all other RPG games in general just look like, make them not look as good. And it's like you're comparing the, what is it?
What are you trying to think of?
What did Michelangelo paint? The Sistine Chapel, okay? It's like comparing the Sistine Chapel to Van Gogh, okay?
Okay.
All right.
It's like, yeah, the other paint, the Van Gogh is pretty good, but it's nothing compared to the Sistine Chapel, okay?
Yeah.
That's basically what it comes down to. And that is a good point, too. That's a good, valid point, because you run the fear of an overpowered game in that market. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, there's a lot of things you could talk about with that, but I hope that gets our community of listeners talking about this a little more and trying to decide, you know, would this be good for PlayStation? And even if Sony's listening to us, that'd be nice, but
yeah, it's not going to happen. It'd be very nice. Come on, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, I really hope somebody's listening to us for our next topics. PSN at home firmware requests. Okay, we just posted this on our site. All right.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, on N4G, it's only at 80 degrees, but it's got 12 comments, so it's getting a lot of comments on our site.
Oh yeah.
But it's definitely looking up for that. So basically, let's look at the article though. Okay.
Yes.
Let me just pull it up really quick.
Okay. Break it down for us.
PSN at home firmware wish list. Okay, me, Andrew, and James here, we all decide on a wish list of what we wanted for the PlayStation XMB, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we've been getting comments, like, as we're doing this, we're getting comments about it, which is really good, so we can talk about a little bit of those comments. But, Andrew, the first thing on this list is a redesigned XMB. Why did you pick this?
Because although we're seeing the XMB, I would like to see a whole new style, a whole new feel for it. I mean, it's nice. Yep. It's simple as is, but I mean, I would just like to get like a whole new feel for it. I mean,
something new, you know? It's like, it's getting old, you know?
Just something new. We've seen it for so long, right? We need something new to look at, right?
I mean, themes are fun.
Yeah, despite we have like, themes,
they make it interesting, but I mean, it's just, you know, the same old XMB, and I would like to see something improved from that, so that's why I picked that.
All right, next
one
on
big change though.
That would be a big change. Yeah, it would be a nice change.
The next one on the list is Pandora Radio in game. Somebody commented saying, "Yeah, Pandora or Last FM, either or would be really good," which is true.
Yeah.
So, I think that would in game awesome. Would be nice.
That would be awesome, man.
Because you know, it's like you almost don't need in game music if you've got a full working Pandora Radio in game.
Yeah.
Despite radio in game. Despite the fact that you'll always need internet for that, but nonetheless. So what do you guys think about that? Do you guys think that's gonna
that'd be nice. It would be very nice to have at least Pandora on there. Mm-hmm. I use Pandora.
Pandora too a lot.
Well you think of the PSP. PSP has this radio station type thing going on, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. What if they did that for the PS3 and they gave Pandora to the PS3?
Well, the thing with the PSP is their radio stations are all based off of internet browser.
Right.
And that sucks, okay? It really sucks. It's not actually designed for the PSP.
It's decent,
but it's hard to control. You know, you can't really do anything on the fly to change it, really.
That's why you need something like Pandora.
Pandora
would be very nice. Yeah.
So let's move on to the next thing. Speaking of internet browser, upgrade with Mozilla or Google, okay?
Google Chrome, please. Google Chrome.
Yeah, Mozilla, Google Chrome, PS3 would be really cool. I mean, even if it's not exactly Google Chrome, like, any type of internet browser better than the one we got would be nice, because I would like to actually see that being used a little more progressively, especially with the add-on thing for the controller with the keyboard.
Yeah.
Even with that would make it even easier, because, as you know, that's a mouse on there, too, okay? So you have a mouse and keyboard at your fingertips right there, okay?
Yeah.
So that would add a lot more use to that keyboard thing there, so
to that gadget
and a lot more use to the browser. Hopefully,
to the browser.
I would love to see a new browser.
Because honestly, I really don't use it that much either.
Yeah, it's a rare occasion for me to use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and if you add new things to the browser, then you could probably get access things instead of just Papa John's, like ordering from other places like Pizza Hut and all that. So that would be cool. Next thing on the list is more in-game music support. This isn't really a firmware feature. It's more of just something we'd like to see from the games, because this is definitely controlled by the games that take it, like support this, really. Okay, and there's not a lot of them.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, sports. I was surprised when I saw Sports Champion supporting it, but it's like I would love to see more in-game music support across the board for all PSN titles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, because it's nice that certain developers put it on there, but it's not seen in almost every game. And I would at least like it if developers at least supported, you know, putting in-game music into at least each and every game. I mean, Red Dead does it, certain games do it, but I mean, it would be nice to see if there were more games like that.
Next one on the list, this one I really liked was PlayStation blog integration with the cross media bar.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of people who go to the PlayStation blog, and the PlayStation blog is one of the best sources for official PlayStation news. You know, not rumors or anything, but official news.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you had the PlayStation blog, which is actually part of Sony affiliate, like involved into the cross media bar somehow, like with a news section. You know how what's now Life with PlayStation used to be Folding at Home had news on there, but it was like all just like world news, you know. That, nobody cared about the world news. They just cared that they were helping out cancer. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, but it's true. Who the hell went on Folding at Home just for the news? Let's be honest, okay? So,
yeah, my hamster, maybe. Wait a second, I don't have a hamster.
Oh God, what happened?
So, any better like PlayStation gaming news to be integrated with the Cross Media Bar, I think would be great, because it'd get a lot more people into the know rather than the What's New app on the PlayStation 3 right now, okay?
Yeah.
It would get a lot more people involved with what's going on in PlayStation and what's coming in, you know what I mean? Especially with things like the interviews and the frickin', news stories they post up, you know, and because they have other developers announce their games through the PlayStation blog because they know a lot of people are there. So you're going to get a PlayStation blog would actually succeed from this because they would have more developers coming to the PlayStation blog because it goes out to every PS3 then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have a total, like, viral, almost a viral, like, news and, you know, hits just off of that if you have it connected to the PlayStation Cross Media Bar, okay? And that would get game developers involved in the PlayStation blog as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that would make PlayStation blog much stronger part of Sony's lineup, okay?
Yep.
Next thing on the list is private business styled support and home. Now, this is confusing to a lot of people, so I'm just going to explain this. This is an idea I had. Mm-hmm. But you know how YouTube, if you like make enough videos, you get this director status kind of thing, and you have special privileges?
Yeah.
It's a lot like that, but for home, okay? Say you and a group of people are all part of some like clan or group or something or other, and you want to not petition, but
or something.
Not petition, but you like sign up for this type of special features, like for a special home space. You can get that, okay? And get more customization options for that home space.
I think they do have something like that
right now.
I think they PlayStation Home has something called Clubhouses.
Clubhouses. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That might be it. Yeah, but how well do you get a whole new?
Because I mean, that just kind of like ticked in my head. I'm like, where have I heard this before?
That is cool. I honestly, because I'm not in PlayStation Home at all, really. You know?
I'm not in it at all. But I remember that it was one of the features that was announced in Home. Like,
where with that, do you know if with that you get a special like home space for it? You know?
Yeah, you do get a special home space for it.
Yeah. And, okay, wow, that's cool then. Yeah, never mind then. Forget mind. That. Scratch that off the list. Okay. No.
People can join it and like, yeah, and they you can like hang out in like a group, like a little space that's made cool, just though. For you. Yeah, but it costs money, of course.
It costs money.
It's well worth it. So.
Wow.
Well, for those big people.
Yeah, for those big people.
Party people. Yeah.
Well, speaking of stuff at home, let's go to more news sources at home. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Like I said, with the PlayStation blog integrated with the Cross Media Bar, I'd like to see more companies able to have like some type of special board in their, not in their home space, but some in the home square that'll be like, you know, news stories, okay? In fact, if you had something in the main home space that was all about new news stories or something like that, I'd like to see that. And I mean gaming news, too, not just random like news from around the world, just like real gaming news in a special place in PlayStation Home. That I would like to see. Again, this isn't really a firmware update, but rather just something I'd like to see.
Yeah.
And finally, last thing with home is faster performing home. Okay?
Yep.
So I'd like to see, basically the way that, what this is just having everything at home, rather instead of loading each section, make it so you can like walk right into it and it loads instantaneously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know the PS3 is capable of this. I mean, if it's as powerful as Sony says it is, then this shouldn't be a freaking problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But,
it wouldn't be a problem at all.
But we haven't seen evidence yet.
So what's the next one, Andrew?
The next one is Twitter integration with more games.
Yep. So we've seen Uncharted do this.
Yeah, Uncharted did do this, and that was nice.
Mm-hmm. And I was actually surprised when I saw him do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw him do it. Okay,
it's cool because like it would let you know, it would let like people who are following you know, like, oh, you're playing Uncharted right now. Oh, I can join him right now. Oh, he earned a trophy.
right now.
He's doing all this from Uncharted 2. Mm-hmm. And it would be nice if Sony could actually implement that like they're doing with Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right with their now. Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, like they and just
because honestly, I think Twitter and Facebook, they go good together, you know.
Yes, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, Twitter and Facebook, and it's like really those are major social networks and social another word for social network is community, okay? And community is something that'd be really that I'd like to see more of in PlayStation. That's what it really comes down to. You know what I mean?
That's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next thing is video messages. There's an upside and a downside to this. First off, upside is that they promised it in one of those Play Beyond videos.
Yeah, from back I think that's an upside.
I think that's an upside. The downside is that you're probably going to get perverts trying out there doing stupid stuff with it, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's probably the negative thing.
So it's like, download this video at your own risk. I mean, otherwise... Or, you know what they could do is just make us so you can only download videos from your friends.
Yeah.
Then you're fine, actually, yeah. So if you could do it just from your friends, then you're fine. So.
Yeah, between friends, people you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Between thieves, okay. No. Among thieves, okay. So next thing on the list is the PlayStation 3 comic store. This, let's get it moving along now. This is this actually was, some that's, you know, we all know about the PSP comic store. Well, just take that to the PS3. Because, first off, why is it just on the PSP? I'm
hinting at it, by the way.
It was?
I posted this a while back. This is a rumor that I posted because I got introduced to a survey from Sony. I got sent a survey from Sony. And it was talking about what if there was a PS3 comic store. Mm. So it I remember was very that. Interesting. So it seems likely possible that Sony will be able to do this. And I mean, why not? More power to them. I mean, it would be cool to like read a comic on your PS3 on your big screen TV.
yeah, especially if they're in like a little high definition, you know, with like better resolution images. I mean, they're just images we're really talking about here. It's not that hard, you know.
Yeah,
it's just
what
like
a better way to make the PS3 do everything than do everything.
But yeah, so just taking like you already have the library there, you know, just transfer it to the PSP. PS3, okay?
Yeah.
You got it on the same software and everything. It's not hard at all. And that makes me think, why isn't it on the PS3, you know? Is it some... I think the reason it isn't on the PS3 is because they're trying to push the PSP right now. Mm-hmm. But if rumors of a PSP 2 are true, then I think you'll see it on the PS3.
Yeah. Yeah. Then nice.
Now, next thing on the... this is iPhone and Google or Google apps, okay? So, the App Store, okay, from Apple or Google or something like that, to be able to sync into the PSP, okay? Bring that App Store to the PSP.
Yes, it would be very nice to have little apps like that. I mean, don't we have the minis right now?
Yeah, we got the minis, but they're expensive, and they're, like, they're all not that good.
Yeah, majority of them aren't.
Not as good as what you'd see on iPhone?
Not by far.
Apple Store? No.
Like, the minis were kind of a really big letdown, in my opinion, because of the fact that, you got a bunch of these mini titles, right? But it's like, who's going to be buying these minis all the time, you know, like, right on the fly, off the internet? I mean, I just know there's people on the go. People on the go really use the PSP. But still, a lot of them are really bad, and they're all relatively expensive for what you get. Okay.
They are relatively expensive, for sure.
Yeah.
For that price, I'd rather save up and get, like, an actual PSP title that lasts probably longer.
Basically, the way I see it, you could get about four minis, and that would be about the same price as a full PSP title.
Yeah.
And I would rather get the full PSP title. You know what I mean?
Yeah, every single time, yes.
So... That way, getting a Google Apps or iPhone store to the PSP would be really nice. Next thing on the list is remote play with more PSN titles, okay? Basically, every PSN title that's exclusive to PlayStation should be able to handle some form of remote play, okay?
Yeah.
I think
I see it. Unless it's Sony, something like really big.
Sony announced this feature, and a lot of people were intrigued by it when they said,
PS3 games are going to use it. I thought it was a good feature, but the thing is nothing uses it.
The only thing I can think of
is Pixel Junk Monsters.
Just like in-game music. It's underutilized.
Yeah, Pixel Junk Eden and Lair use it as well, but...
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Gran Turismo 5 use it for like the rearview mirror thing. We still haven't seen that.
The rearview mirror, yeah.
Let's see here. What's next on the list? Oh yeah, more YouTube implementation. Okay.
Yeah.
So we've got the video editor and uploader. Okay. And that uploads to YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, does it? I'm not sure.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. but what I'd like to see is not just uploading and editing YouTube videos, into YouTube.
Yep.
Well, I'd like to see something on the downside as well. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because in terms of YouTube implementation, I'm talking like it's being able to sign up for your subscribed videos automatically download to the video section of your PS3.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Well,
I mean, I guess that's why you got the browser. You can view all your videos and everything from there. But it's like,
yeah, maybe but say the browser's the browser, a piece of shit. So the browser's a piece of crap. Yeah, so it's like. New browser with a new browser you might not need this feature, but then again,
you might not need this feature, yeah.
If they don't get that new browser, you know. again, I'd like to reiterate that this is a lot of these, you know, suggestions here aren't like something we foresee happening or something we'd like, you know.
We just like to talk.
Yeah. What we missed, actually, I forgot to talk about this. In-game voice chat. That's pretty obvious. We've talked about that a lot.
Why do we need to talk about that? That's not
coming. We don't really need to. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
So let's go on to the next one. This one I thought was really interesting. Okay, this would bring total community and communization to the PlayStation 3. Okay, total PSN and Facebook synchronization.
Yes, we have some Facebook.
features,
but not fully.
But what I'm talking about is, it's okay. You turn on your PS. Say Sony would get this. It's unlikely that this would ever happen. But say Sony would get this. Okay. Now, you've got Facebook on. You got your Facebook, right? And you got a bunch of friends on there. You got videos of yourself, pictures on yourself, and you go to your PS3, and they get this new feature. Okay. Yep. You sign into Facebook on your PS3, and it says syncing now. Okay. And for the first time, and it's this big. You know, takes about 5 minutes to do so. Right. And you're like, wow, this is really big. You know what's going on? You look. Yep. And all of your pictures and videos of you are all on your PlayStation's hard drive, downloaded, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's an update page, kind of like what's new for Facebook, okay? And like a Facebook app almost on your PS3 that has total control of everything you do in Facebook, maybe
kinda
even
like,
Facebook games.
Kind of like how Skype now has the Facebook app type thing.
Yeah, yes, pretty much a lot like that. Skype has it. A lot like that.
Without actually logging in, signing in. You can actually view your homepage or stuff like that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, and say, since it would be completely synced with your PSN, you have all the options you had before as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is also good because, say you're playing PS3. Say you go to a midnight launch, right? And say you get Call of Duty Black Ops or the next Call of Duty game at the midnight launch. You come back and you're playing it, and all your friends on Facebook are like, holy shit, this guy's playing this game already. Oh my god, I gotta talk to him about it, right?
Where the hell am I? Why don't I have
now, there's a good side and bad side to this. When you're playing this new game, you're not gonna wanna talk to anybody, but everybody's gonna wanna talk to you if everybody knows, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why I think that'd be cool, because there's a lot that you could do with that, and a lot of possibilities again, but it's just something that would really enhance the community of PlayStation. Bring Facebook into PlayStation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'd be very nice.
Next thing on the list is PSP trophy support. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people have been talking about this for a long time. So
it's been wanted for so long, dude.
It's not gonna happen, but it would be something that we'd like. Yeah,
it'd give people more of a reason to go on a portable gaming streak or something.
Yeah.
Now, Andrew, do you think that there should be a separate trophy, like leveling system, like you have on PS3 right now for the PSP, or should it be integrated with that?
There should be something like that.
They created a whole entire different system for trophies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be interesting. Yeah,
if they could avoid piracy, which hopefully could be avoidable if they do make a PSP 2, it would be nice to see trophy support on PSP.
That is the main reason why it's not working right now is because of pirates. That's right. Yeah. Forgot about that. So yeah, that is a good possibility for PSP 2. However, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Would trophy be nice, but I mean, it's highly doubtful that it's gonna happen on PSP. But it'd be very nice to see at least, you know, like you would sync it with your PS3 and then they would upload it.
That'd be
like,
cool.
That's the only way.
That's for you something to have that trophies. Can also be added onto your profile as like a separate thing. It's like portable gaming or something. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is how much portable gaming.
This is your PSN trophy level. This is your PSP trophy level. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Right. Pretty much.
I personally would prefer them both into one, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Next thing is, you guys all heard of Need for Speed Hot Pursuit Remake coming out later this year, okay?
Yep.
Well, the main feature behind that game is an auto log thing, okay? An auto log feature that allows you to know who's been doing what on a timeline, okay?
Right.
Of what happened, who beat your record, who did this, who did that, who did this, okay?
Yeah.
And you'll know everything about what's going on, okay? Well, in terms of stats for that game. Now, let's turn this around. Say they did that for PSN entirely, okay? Maybe with Facebook, maybe with PSN, maybe with stats and games, maybe with trophies, okay?
Yeah.
Some form of it, okay, on PSN.
Mm-hmm. Would be very nice to see.
it would be very nice to see.
No, so you want to make things more competitive, you're saying?
Well, it would make things across all games more competitive. The only thing is...
Yeah. He beat my game trophy level, I'm going to go after him. And...
Yeah, you know, Andrew makes a very good point. Yeah, so.
Pretty much like...
I like his idea.
Like John Doe just beat your trophy level and now you have to go after
him. Damn that John Doe. I'm going to make sure he stays in the ground.
Jane Doe likes this.
Yeah.
That'd be cool, actually, too, to have that kind of feature on there as well. Yeah. And actually, even better yet, to have Facebook with the PlayStation blog cross-media bar thing involved in the Autolog and Facebook.
Yeah.
Because, say, you got that PlayStation blog news coming in, you like it on Facebook, and that's shown in the Autolog, okay? Boom, boom, boom.
It's just like combining everything. Everything can just be combined.
Everything in here could actually be combined in some way.
Somehow.
Now this, if these were all put into one update, it would probably be the greatest update. This would probably make the PS3 like huge. I'm just gonna kind of get a little fanboy off in here and just
Then again, if they go to all this trouble, it's like, what will they have for PlayStation 4, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know.
There's a lot of this could be, well, not a lot of this, but some of this could be what they have in store for that. But let's move on now. So we've talked about the Autolog style feature for PSN. Another thing that could be kind of related to that is in-game stats and trophies, both comparable via PSN with more than one friend at a time, okay? So you got your trophies you can compare, but what about in-game stats, okay? Things like that, if you could compare those, okay? And with more than one friend at a time.
Sweet. Because then you can check on everyone and see, like, how their status is, you know, like, how they're doing in the game. And then you can, like, compare it with yourself, saying, like, oh, I'm better than these guys. Pretty much. Like, you can just make it, like, a cool little competition between yourselves. So, it'd be cool to see.
Yeah. Now, next thing on the list here. Oh, yeah. This one I like. Trophy guides in the PlayStation Store. So, strategy guides in the store, okay?
An actual strategy. That would be sweet. That would be kick-ass. Oh my God.
Okay, so strategy guides in the store, nobody's buying them, okay? The only reason they're buying them is collector's items, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Otherwise, you could just go online and get some tips, okay?
There's your strategy guide right there.
Well, you can go online and, you know, get a strategy guide from Brady Games, and even still, from a Brady Games section in the PlayStation Store, and even if they do that, they could also offer some special DLC or have that strategy guide integrate with your game.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
So say you're playing Uncharted 2 and you've got the Brady Games downloaded strategy guide add-on, say it is, for the game, okay? You put that, install that add-on, and it's like, comes up in your game what trophies or what are you trying to do, okay? And you select, say you're playing Fallout, or say you're playing Fallout 3, actually, okay? And it comes up with what you're trying to do. And say you're trying to complete
a quest. Like,
Big Trouble in Big Town quest, okay?
Yeah.
It reads where you are, what you've done, and it says, go to this location, doing this will work, doing this might not, doing this is helpful, doing this won't help, you know?
Yeah, it'll give you, like,
make sure you watch for this.
Yeah.
And even in things in Fallout 3, too, like, when the beginning of the game, the bobblehead, it'll have a pop-up saying, catch that bobblehead on Dad's desk, it'll be the last time you see it. It might be the last time you see it.
Yeah.
Right? Honestly, that would be a cool feature, and like to make the game like easier in order to obtain trophies and whatever. But don't you think they'd be making the game too easy?
Well, like, I mean, you could also set
challenge if people. Well, they're
paying. First off, they're paying for it. Okay. Second off, it could be as easy as Brady Games chooses. Okay. And if it's an add-on, it could have to do with what the developer wants them to do as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. It's like they could probably just press the PlayStation button, go out and like look at the guide, and then go back in game if they want to, or it could just be in game. Period. Mm-hmm. It could be one of those two.
A feature like that would not interest me.
That's why I think the future of Brady games and strategy guides is in digital trophies, trophy guides, and whatnot.
Yeah.
So the next thing on the list is downloadable visualizations, letting users create visualizations for PlayStation rather than just themes, as they've had with the Windows Media Player visualizations. Just put them in like some special spot on the XMB, or even not even on the XMB, but on the PC, and just have people download them, even for the PSP visualizations. So that'd be cool, I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Like next thing is Play Create Share Community Center in Home or the XMB. So basically, just make a spot for all the Play Create Share stuff, okay? You go in, you got Little Big Planet and Mod Nation, and say another game comes out, okay?
Yeah.
It's like, well, let's see what's new with Mod Nation, okay? I'm thinking of putting that game back in, but I'm not sure. Let me check what's new, okay? And you know how they have that Mod Nation Mondays on the PlayStation blog? We'll just change that and put it into this community area. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. It'll work.
And it works perfectly.
Win-win.
I mean, you can see the videos of the new developers making their own cards and stuff, see what the top things that people have made.
Yeah, just talk with other people, like get some ideas for inspiration.
And even have, have a chat room or something like that. And even if it's at home, you already have a chat room, really.
Yeah, right.
And one thing that's not very important at all is email support. I don't know, if you have a better internet browser, I think you got that with Gmail or something like that. You know, so that's passable.
Yeah.
Not even worth mentioning, really. Podcast and music store integrated with iTunes, possibly.
That'd be sweet. Hopefully, they can do something like that. I mean, isn't there like a music store in Europe or something like that?
Yeah, yes, there's VidZone stuff.
Yes, you're right.
VidZone, but and
stuff like North that. America, damn it!
For some reason, we didn't get one.
I don't know. We didn't get one.
So yeah, that's what I think of that. I think if you could have like a good podcast or music store, and I'm not just saying this because I want my podcast to be supported.
I think a lot of people would like that. Mm-hmm. A feature like that would be a great feature.
Especially if it's done with iTunes, have iTunes give PlayStation the understanding of an iPod, and have it download directly into your iPod and stuff like that. Your entire library, even, because PS3s can have a pretty large hard drive.
Working with Apple,
and that would be good. You know,
yeah.
I think that'd be big. I mean, it's not like Apple's going to be working with Microsoft.
Yes,
their biggest competitor. But then the next one on the list. This is just kind of, you know how they came up with the tester out of nowhere? Well, this is just kind of an idea I had that just kind of like, it's obviously never going to happen, okay? That's obvious, okay? This is like a total what if, okay?
Yeah.
Using Core, Pulse, the PlayStation blog, the tester, and a PlayStation competition with MLG, make a live streaming PlayStation channel on PSN operating during the daytime. Possible additions by XPlay and Game Trailers.
That would seem like it would take some more money to get a feature like that.
It would take a lot of money.
But you could get reimburse a lot of that with advertisements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'd be cool as hell, though.
That would be not bad. It's like almost like having a what was it? MLB. You have like an MLB channel.
Yes, like an MLB.
You have access to all your baseball news and everything, right? It's like something like that, right? But this is just all gaming news and
similar to like an MLG channel.
What's going on in the world of PlayStation and what's new and like what's
right.
I'm not gonna lie. I would like to see Jeff Rubenstein, is that his name, from the PlayStation blog?
Yes.
Like hosting a show with a mic.
If they had something like that, there'd be like almost no room for downloading videos anymore.
I would like to see Kevin Butler having his own show.
That would be cool. living in that house with that family, even at best. You know?
Like that could be a good reality series.
maybe the Kevin Butler thing, not a reality series, but living in that house with that family and all being played out as acting, you know.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. Next thing is forum access on the PlayStation 3 to the PlayStation forums. That's just something I'd like to see. And events scheduled for home, like for Halloween events and other special stuff, and actually have other developers make events for home. Okay.
Yeah. The problem with that is like they do have events for home, and the only place you'll ever hear about it is on the internet through PlayStation Blog, or is if you actually go into home and then they actually list events that are going on.
Yeah.
That's about the only way you can access a schedule at all.
Yeah, I'd like to see something on the XMB or even using one of the other features we just listed to do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's it for the... wow, that's the whole list there. Again,
yeah, pretty much it.
Yeah, make sure you guys keep commenting. We've got 3 comments on our site already. Let me just reload the page and see what we got.
We got more than that, buddy. We got 4.
We got 4. You're right. Wow. Screenshot system, Luis Felipe. Whatever. Says.
Hey.
That'd be cool, though. Yeah, screenshot system would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be nice, yeah.
Mm-hmm. An update for PS2 games to be downloaded to the PlayStation Network. That's another good idea.
That's a good idea. That's a great
idea. Maybe not remastered, maybe slow, but either way, that'd be cool. I mean, we already see God of War collection.
With God of War.
Yeah.
And God of War 2. Mm-hmm. So, that's pretty good.
Audio messages. Yeah, that's what Mark says as well. Audio messages.
Audio messages would be nice. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Our PlayStation more wish list is at 110 degrees on N4G with 17 comments there. But we're not going to get into that. We're not going to get too much further into this topic. We're already
in
time. Should be already over an hour.
This is a big podcast.
This is a big one, yeah. Second topic is the we already did the second topic.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm really losing it now. Okay,
doing this again.
Game of the week this week: Rock Band 3 release countdown. When is that coming out, Andrew?
5 days.
5 days.
5 days counting down.
Rock Band 3.
5 days, huh?
Whole new set list, another endless set list for people to play.
Man, people are just gonna go crazy for that, right?
Yep. Real instruments to play, a keyboard to play. What more would you want?
Now, to even more hype this game up, I'm not going to confirm this right now, but I'm just saying you might see a Rock Band 2 giveaway around the release.
Yes, you might see some Rock Band stuff being given away.
If you're interested.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'd be interested in that too. No. I've never had Rock Band before.
It'd be fun.
That's what you'll probably see with that. Weekly gameplay. What have you guys been playing?
Fallout New Vegas and Uncharted 2.
Draker?
Uncharted 2. And some more Kingdom Hearts, which I finally beat.
100%.
It took me over 80 hours to beat. That's pretty good for a PSP game, I think. That's insane.
You're crazy.
That is insane.
You're crazy.
80 hours on a PSP title is pretty big.
80 hours on a PSP title, yeah. How big of a fan you have to be.
The only thing I've been playing really lately is Minecraft and Fallout New Vegas. There's no listener comments for this episode, so that's pretty much it for the episode. That's it for the PSN at Home podcast. Remember, we're on Twitter, Facebook, and make sure you go to our site and subscribe to our podcast. That's it for this episode. See you, and have a good night.
Good night, people. New Vegas.
See ya.